Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Uh-oh, Stevie's here, and Stevie's dancing. Stevie, look at the stream, and you can see the tutu right behind me. That's why I want to leave it there, so the world knows. Right below the Prince poster. Next to the tutty towel.
Yeah, JP going to be wearing that.
In Dallas. Nah, they got to get to the Super Bowl.
I'll wear it
on Bourbon Street.
I will wear
just the tutu on Bourbon Street. And I'll send a photo to landfill.
No, we don't need that.
For the first time ever, Jeff had his song ready a day early.
Wow.
I think he's just really motivated because of the playoff.
No, I just think he got it. It was made because it's the same one from last week.
No, it's not.
He just had to adjust some things.
Last week he didn't have one.
Yeah, well, I didn't have one at all.
No, he didn't have an engineer to just cut it. So he had it, so he just
was able to
take that and make it into this week.
Cut it.
I know how that works.
Jeff, the floor is yours.
Well, B, you are absolutely wrong about that.
I'm right.
Because this song is summing up the season. It's wrapping up the season. We made it to the playoffs.
If you mention Gumbo, I'm going to believe it's a real song.
All right. I mean, I didn't mention Gumbo, but...
Hold on, you think this is a fake song that he made last week that he didn't have in time?
Yeah.
So you think this is the song, the engineer wasn't there, so he already wrote it, and now he's just using it. We're getting a sloppy second song?
No, why would we do that? If I would have had to rap about the Falcons last week. I didn't make that song last week.
Change of so. Names.
Nah, I didn't mention the Cowboys, bro.
I think he legit just didn't do a song last week, but I think he made one this week for Dallas.
Ah, man, leave me alone. I couldn't say the other thing, but... The inspiration for this song is just the events that happened in the season, man.
Let's do it.
This is wrapping up the 24-25 regular season, and we still got some crank to come for the playoffs.
Let's crank it.
Let's go.
It's been a hell of a season, and I'm excited for the future that's coming. But I need to put the NFL on notice. Tell them, Washington, back up! We up, we back up. 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 Season predicted at a few wins, but them boys been achieving. It's like they strapping up their gear and they playing with reason. Reviving life in the city, cause Lord know we need it. When they hired Dan Quinn, man, it was a lot of doubt. He put that hat on backwards, punched the haters in the mouth. Man, they talked about Cliff, said he was gonna fade out. Now we headed to the playoffs after a four-year drought. Now let's talk about Jaden. Man, how can you hate him? The boy been ballin' since that pass against the Bengals. In the heat of the moment, I swear it don't faze him. He get back up and throw a touchdown, a laser. We up, we back up.
All right, so far this is really, really good.
We up, we back up. We up, we back up. We up, we back up. That's a wrap for our 2024-2025 regular season. Of course, we're going to have to crank for the playoffs. But to my Washington fans, we up, we back. Now, I know it's going to be a lot of crazy talk, a lot of crazy fans, because, you know, winning is bringing the haters out of the woodwork. But keep that left hand up. Get that left hand up. That left hand up. Keep that left hand up.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
Truly, truly fantastic.
That was hot.
I wrote down the line I liked the most. Put the hat on backwards and punched him in the mouth. Talking about Dan Quinn. I enjoyed that.
I walked over to the park yesterday, I got a bat. Dan gave all of us a bat, signed it. Anybody, anytime, anywhere.
That's dope.
It's burgundy with gold writing.
That's cool. Now, I suppose, relay some information here. Matt Essig's in the building eating gumbo. There's a number of Matts involved. I think we can all say Mike Beasley is our friend. Is Bees your friend, Jeff?
Yeah. Yes, Bees my dog.
Landfill? We're pro Bees on this program. White Brian hasn't met him. White Brian, you'd love him, okay?
He talks a lot, right, Brian? More than JP.
Played in the NBA.
Yeah. Who was so excited to meet him?
Linnell. he thought it was Mike Beasley. His name Mike Beasley too, right?
Yeah, he was like
the dude
Mike
from
Beasley
D.C.
Coming.
I forgot about that.
But just so we're clear, I want to reiterate, Jeff, Bees is your friend. He's all of our friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Bees just texted me. That was definitely last week's song, LOL. There was no mention of Dallas.
Yeah, I didn't mention Dallas because we was wrapping up the season. We wasn't wrapping up the season last week.
We wasn't wrapping the season last week. I kind of got to get it with him.
I don't know, Jim.
Jeff, but you know what, Jeff?
You can even hear it.
No, I'm going to say, Jeff. Jeff, we up, we back.
We up, we back. Tell
Louis Scruggs next.